Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Cruise Control with Wide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. And today we're talking about all our favorite social media applications, from WhatsApp to Twitter, Instagram, and all of the above. Well, WhatsApp seems to be constantly updating and upgrading, and this is what we love to see. You know, updates here, new features left and right. And it might look like they're trying to turn WhatsApp into all other meta applications, but honestly, I think these features are just a perfect fit. I mean, just the other day, I was telling you about how WhatsApp was bringing longer videos for statuses, right? Well, guess what? With the longer videos comes a fast forward and rewind button. Well, now you can double tap a video to fast forward or fast rewind. There are new video controls that will allow you to fast forward or fast rewind a video sent on the app by simply double tapping either side of the screen as you would do on YouTube. Double tapping takes the video 10 seconds back or 10 seconds forward. I know how some of us like to fast forward, and when I'm saying some of us, I mean me, how I love to fast forward. I could watch a 40 minutes video in 25 minutes. It's my thing, I love to fast forward. And you know when you now feel like, oh, you missed one certain part of it, and you quickly pa-pa-pa-pa and press it back and rewind it. Well, the time has come for us to see people's status and fast forward if we feel like, oh, what are they doing? Or rewind if you missed a certain part of it. This is what I love to see. And you know that also media quality. The quality of sending media is here to stay, because you can now send HD quality media by default. You know what default means? By default, it means that you can send HD quality videos automatically. That's it. So when the app launched the ability to switch between standard and quality media in the middle of 2023, we're like, okay, thank you, WhatsApp. But now the option to send HD quality is enabled by default. It's enabled automatically. And you know, this was good when it was like the ability to switch between standard and HD was there. It was good for then, because we needed to be able to send clear pictures. But now you're able to send clear pictures for good, and it wouldn't matter if you forgot to click on HD. You see, when I said that these new features were here to stay, I wasn't fooling you. No, I was serious. These new features, we love to see them. I love it. And well, this particular feature that is coming up, I'm looking forward to, is the fact that WhatsApp is working on a feature that will allow you to tag your contacts on status updates. So you know how on Instagram stories you can tag your friends? Well, now you'll be able to tag your contacts on WhatsApp stories. But the thing is, this feature is still a work in progress, because we don't know the exact basis for now. But there are so many theories. I have so many theories. Like, would tag users be available to contacts that view your status? So if you view my status, you see the person I tag, like, do you click on their name and it automatically takes you to that page? Because it's not some kind of privacy breach. Because I know on IG, when you click on the person's story, like when you click on the person that is tagged, it takes you to their page. But that's IG. It's open to like a lot of people. Anybody can stumble across your IG page by mistake. You know, they can stumble it across it from the Explorer, from anywhere. But if people have the ability to click on my contact and it takes them to their page and they'll be able to send messages to them, now that's wild. Now that's breaching my privacy. That is not acceptable. But we don't know. The feature is not yet out, so we don't know the exact basis of that. But we do know that, like, Instagram, when you are tagged, you get a notification. And guess what? I told my teammate that I was going to tag him a lot. Like, I was going to be tagging him every time. And he says, oh, I will still miss it because I won't see your message. But you know what's interesting about it? This is that, imagine that people that do their birthdays and want everybody to wish them happy birthday, now you just be able to tag everybody on your contact list. So now nobody has excuse for not wishing you happy birthday, right? Moving on from WhatsApp to ChatGPT. Well, now you can access ChatGPT without having to create an account. So now OpenAI has opened ChatGPT. OpenAI has opened Well, OpenAI has made ChatGPT accessible to all and sundry, to everybody that is willing to use it without signing up or creating an account. According to OpenAI, it was implemented as one of its core missions to make tools like ChatGPT broadly available so that people can experience the benefits of AI. But the offer does not come totally free, because OpenAI will still use some resources that you provide to improve their models for everyone. But the company says that people, rather than, it's like when you turn, some apps will ask you if you want them to track. Well, OpenAI says that it allows you to track, or you allow them to track, but you can turn it off without giving them the ability to be able to track your use and stuff like that. So apparently more than 100 million people across 185 countries use ChatGPT weekly to learn something new, find creative inspiration, and get answers to their question. Well, you can now use ChatGPT instantly without needing to sign up. They're rolling out these features gradually with the aim of making AI accessible to everyone that's curious about its capabilities. That's what they said. So OpenAI also said that they have introduced additional content to safeguard your experience, such as blocking prompts and generations in a wide range of categories, but they encourage you to create an account to enjoy certain benefits. It's like, you know how you have the free version and the paid version of certain things? Well, now you have the logged in version and the not logged in version. So some things are not open to you if you do not log into the app or on web. So it will be like you're using it. So there are certain things, there are many benefits to actually creating an account. And you know, the ability to save and review your chat history, which really helps, because you ask ChatGPT certain questions, and rather than having to ask again, or you need certain answers they're giving you, you can always go back and make reference. You can unlock additional features like voice conversation and custom instructions. Trust me, for the first time yesterday, I actually used the voice instruction, and it was so nice. I'm like, oh, I don't need to type so much. I just gave my prompts with my mouth and they brought my answers, and it was fantastic. And I'm like, what have I been doing all along? Why have I been dulling myself? This is beautiful. Like, where I understand how like AI should be feared, which I'm very respectful. I actually told them thank you when I was done, and I said, oh, you're welcome. But I understand like the fear that AI is coming to take over and stuff like that, but honestly, I think to a very large extent that AI is here to make work very easy. It's here to reduce your 20 hours to maybe 8 hours. You know, it just makes work easy. But this does not remove the place of the brain. Trust me, please do not rely 100% on ChatGPT, on Gemini or Gemini. Well, do not rely 100% on all these chatbots or conversational AI tools. Please use your brain. They were there for a reason, or they are there for a reason. So, and there are also theories that decision that OpenAI made to make ChatGPT easily accessible to more people may be kind of connected to the increasing competition in the AI space. You know, there is like the Gemini AI tool, formerly known as Bard. There's Grok AI tool, you know, there's ChatGPT and some other ones that are coming up. And you know, if you don't, everybody is trying to make their own application like more accessible or more usable or used more by other people. So it's only right, or it's only expected, that ChatGPT will make it more open. Like, oh, okay, if you're not going to, you want to use us, so you want to use this ChatGPT, don't worry, don't even log in, just use it. So it shows that you're using it. But yeah, because like thinking about it in terms of access, Google's Gemini is kind of more accessible than ChatGPT, because anyone with a Gmail account, whether signed in on your mobile device or laptop, would have access. So if you have like maybe your Gmail signed in on your phone, for instance, or on your laptop or whatever, then you automatically can use Gemini without having to sign up or sign in. And Elon Musk also, in the bid to attract more users to the AI tool Grok, announced that it was giving access to all premium subscribers on X, as opposed to previously that it was Premium Plus subscribers that were using it. So it's a lot of competition in the conversational AI space, and we are here for it because competition actually breeds more results, because monopoly of market is not something that we want to encourage, because when you monopolize a market, then it just gives you the opportunity to do whatever you want to do. So LD competition is what we are here for. Anyway, that is all for today on Cruise Control with Media Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio and on Instagram at ATech Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and listen to us or stream us live on all streaming platforms at Africa Tech Radio. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely rest of the day.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.